When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'm hyped about today's message because this is one that I need personally. I've needed personally, and I'm excited because I know that there's someone out there who needs to hear this as well. Quick little disclaimer before we get into today's episode. Over the next few months, y'all might hear me get winded a lot on this podcast. I told you guys a few weeks ago that I'm pregnant. I am knocking on the door of my third trimester. I'm tired. I'm out of breath often. As my baby grows, my uterus grows, this diaphragm is getting a little constricted. So I talk a lot, of course, because of what I do. So I've noticed as I've been recording like video content and recording the podcast and such that my wind capacity just ain't what it usually is. So if you guys hear me huffing and puffing a little bit, I take my pauses when I need to, and you won't hear that. I'll edit that out. But if you hear me huffing and puffing a bit or getting out of breath, I'm okay. I'm just pregnant. So just bear with me as far as that's concerned. Now, today's episode, the title of today's episode is Don't Take the Pruning Personally. Now, at the top of this year, I think it was maybe the first episode of the year, I told you guys about how in December I sat down with God and I was just asking Him about what does 2023 look like for me? What does He need from me? I knew He wasn't going to give me all the answers, you know, as far as what's to come, but more so I wanted to make sure that how I was operating was in alignment with the season that I'm in and the things that He has for me. And one of the things that God told me was, don't let the pace of my life take me away from His pace, right? So don't let my busyness or any opportunities or success or whatever become so fast, or my life becomes so fast paced that I'm not staying fixed to Him. I'm not staying connected to Him, and allow Him to dictate how I move, the pace I move, what I do next, and don't let my life dictate that. And so I heard Him. I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. Man, but I totally misconstrued what that meant. But when He gave me this word, I went back to, of course, it took me back to one of my favorite scriptures, which is John 15. And I'm actually going to read verse 1 and 2 directly from my Bible. It says, I am the grapevine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. Now, this has been one of my favorite scriptures since I first read it, however long ago. But there's something about that pruning so that you can bear even more fruit that I'm really starting to understand more now. Have you guys ever been in a season where like you almost, things are going so haywire that you almost feel like you did something wrong? Right? You almost feel like, God, are you punishing me? Did I mess something up? Like, what's going on? I thought we was good. Like, what's happening? I feel like that's the season that I've been in lately, right? Where God has been answering a lot of my prayers, but in ways to where it is so baffling to me. Even things in business where right now he has me restructuring my business and it's left me so confused because I'm like, God, you told me to do this, but now I gotta change it. You told me to do that, but now I have to go back, rebuild, uproot, plant. I thought we did this already. I'm trying to continue to move forward with you, but why do I feel like we're taking 10 steps back? Like, have y'all ever been in a season like that where you just minding your business, obeying God, and then all of a sudden you like, hold on, God, I feel like we're going backwards. Like, that's how I've been feeling lately. And it's been so frustrating. And I'm the type of person that tell you guys all the time, I'm an overachiever. I like to do things well. And I like to do right by God. Like, it is my heart desire to please God over people, over money, over anything. It is my heart's desire to please God. So something that will really like get me in my feelings is if I feel like I let God down. And so the way I've interpreted this season of pruning, because God revealed to me like, no, this is a season of pruning, but I took it personally. And as God started to just reveal things to me as I've been seeking him and coming to him with my feelings about this, it led me to the title of this episode of Don't Take the Pruning Personally. And this is very, very hard to do. And I believe this is also why God wanted me to stay connected with him like never before. Because if you leave me to my own devices, I'm going to start overanalyzing. I'm going to start overthinking. The self-deprecating thoughts are going to come because that level of vulnerability is when the enemy can really make some headway, right? So for me, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I did something wrong. How can I talk to these people on this podcast and my platforms about, seeking God on behalf of your business? And I feel like I'm taking 10 steps back. All of these negative thoughts come into my head. Like, have y'all ever felt like that? Please tell me that I'm not alone. I know you, send me a DM or something on Instagram and tell me that I'm not alone in this, that sometimes God will have you in a season where you're questioning everything. And that's where I've been. But as I'm studying, he's like, no, get out your feelings for a second and realize that I have you in a season of pruning. Go back and read John 15, 1-2 again. So I'm going to read it again, and then I want to read to you guys what the commentary in my study Bible says, because this is what really made it click for me. So again, John 15, verse 1, I am the true grapevine, and this is Jesus talking. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. So my study Bible elaborates it this way, and this is what really made it hit home for me. So it says, Christ is the vine, and God is the gardener who cares for the branches to make them fruitful. The branches are all those who claim to be followers of Christ. The fruitful branches are true believers who by their living union with Christ produce much fruit. But those who become unproductive, meaning those who turn back from following Christ after making a superficial commitment, will be separated from the vine. So I'm reading this like, all right, I'm cool. I ain't turn back. Then it says unproductive followers are as good as dead and will be cut off and tossed aside. I'm like, okay, I'm cool. I'm not unproductive. I'm following the Lord, right? So then it says Jesus makes a distinction between two kinds of pruning. So this is what really was an aha moment for me. Jesus makes a distinction between two kinds of pruning. One, cutting off. So this is just cutting something off completely. And then two, cutting back branches. Fruitful branches are cut back to promote growth. In other words, God must sometimes discipline us to strengthen our character and faith. But branches that don't bear fruit are cut off from the trunk, not only because they are worthless, but also because they often infect the rest of the tree. People who don't bear fruit for God or who try to block off the efforts of God's followers will be cut off from his living power. So I was misinterpreting which part of this equation I sat on, right? This is a part of me taking the pruning season personally. So again, when it talks about pruning, the two different distinctions of pruning are cutting off and then cutting back. When you're already fruitful, God will cut back in order to promote growth. But they both are still getting cut. You know what I mean? So whether you're getting cut off or cut back, it feels the same. But this is why we can't take the pruning season personally, because how we feel are not facts. And if we don't get out of our feelings for a moment and get back with God to ask for wisdom and clarification and revelation on what is going on, we will misidentify with what's getting cut off, right? So you heard me talk about, you know, the unproductive branches get totally cut off. But again, the common denominator in all of these different methods of pruning is getting cut. Wounds hurt. Cuts hurt. You still bleed, right? And so what God was showing me is you're misidentifying here. Yes, you've been faithful. Yes, you've done what you're supposed to do. But sometimes I prune and pull back to promote even more growth. Ain't that what you've been asking me for? Because one of my prayers, especially this year, I'm like, God, I'm about to have two whole cheering. I have to pull back some. I don't want to compromise like my income, and I don't want to compromise my effectiveness, but I want to be very, very present in my home. There are more things that I want to do. I'm present in my house now. You know, my son is happy, but there's more I want to do for my house. There's more I want to do for my husband. There's more I want to do for myself. And I've been grinding and building a business and brands for over 10 years. Like, God, help me out here. And I didn't expect the answer to that prayer to be pruning. I didn't expect to be cut. And so I took that cut personally versus using wisdom to realize, oh, no, my daughter, I pull back to promote growth. You're talking about taking 10 steps back. I'm trying to launch you forward. I'm trying to allow you to do more with less. I'm trying to increase your efficiency. I'm doing exactly what you asked me to do, but because the way I'm showing up is not the way that you expect, now you and your feelings. And all our feelings do is drive a divide and a wedge between us and God, and it's prime opportunity for the enemy to come in. And so as I was getting this revelation from God, I was like, man, God, I repent. Teach me how to be both vulnerable and vigilant, because we can be both. We can feel the feels of life circumstances, but also be vigilant enough to understand I'm not going to let the enemy use this as an opportunity to throw me off. So let me cling to my Father even more. Let me abide in him even more. Let me use wisdom even more. Let me seek him and spend time with him even more. Let me not allow my flesh to take over, my emotions to take over, my overthinking to take over, because all that's going to do is drive a wedge between me and God.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
And so I'm talking about myself, but I want y'all to hear you and me, because these are real emotions that we all face on this journey. We're all going to come to a point in time, we're like, God, what is going on? What's going on? We're all going to be vulnerable. We're all going to have weak moments. We all will. But again, you can be both vulnerable and vigilant. No matter what season you may find yourself in, we all have to be mindful of when our humanness is providing opportunity for the enemy. That's what I mean by being vulnerable, but still being vigilant. Some of these seasons of pruning that we're going through are God ordained. Jesus is telling us in John 15 that we are pruned, like you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're productive, but I'm just going to pull some things back so you can be even more productive. It's a God ordained season. God also leads us into wildernesses. If you look at when Jesus, and it's repeated, this story is repeated multiple times in the gospel. But when you look at when Jesus was went to the wilderness, he was led by the Spirit. The Bible says he was led by the Spirit to the wilderness. This was a God ordained time of vulnerability for him, but he was still vigilant. But of course, because he was vulnerable, here come the enemy doing what he do, thinking that our vulnerability is prime time for him to come in and wreak havoc. He came, tried to tempt Jesus, but guess what? We know the end of this story. Jesus overcame him, overcame that tempting through the word. And this story ends by saying, and I love how this story ends, because it's a warning that he's always going to come back and try again when the next opportunity comes. So the story ends by saying, when the devil finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity came. So sometimes we may feel like we're in a season where things are going good. We may be coasting. God may be just showing out and we're enjoying things. And then that's when you come to this divine disruption of like, whoa, what's happening? That's prime time. That's an opportunity for the enemy to come. And so that's why we have to make sure that we're vigilant even in these vulnerable seasons. And the way that we do that is always seeking God for wisdom, even when we don't understand. Because I was in a space where like, God, I don't understand. All of the negative thoughts that I'm used to casting out, they were starting to stick. All the things that I'm used to using, my weapons I'm used to using, I wasn't really using them like that because I was tired. The reality of this journey is that many of it is an internal battle. It's a fighting your flesh, fighting those negative thoughts, fighting your need to control, fighting your type A personality, fighting all of these things so that you can do things God's way. Sometimes it'd be like, by the time I'm finished fighting myself to stay in alignment, I don't even have the energy to fight the enemy. Real talk. But however, the word says that his strength is perfected in my weakness. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when I'm weak, I'm strong. When I'm vulnerable, I'm still vigilant. not because of me, but because of the God in me and the God that I serve. And so it's always our job to not take these pruning seasons personally, to not be so in our feelings about whatever life may be throwing our way. It's okay to acknowledge how you feel, but remember, I say this all the time, stand on what you know. And what you know is that God is the author and the finisher of all things, that no matter how confused we may be, he is not. And some seasons, some wilderness seasons are God ordained. Again, God led, the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. God will lead us into wilderness seasons. He will lead us to be pruned. He's going to pull back so that we can bear even more fruit. So this journey of walking with God is not one that's going to always be exciting or easy, but it's up to us to maintain and remain in alignment. So for any of you guys who is going through a tough season right now, where you feel like you're taking 10 steps back, where life just seems to be lifing and just doing the most and you don't understand what God is doing, I challenge you to go back to him and seek wisdom. And as I went back to him and say, God, I don't understand what's going on, it's then that he started giving me revelation. It was then where I learned about pruning, where going back to my word and reading the scripture that I read 1,000 times gave me fresh revelation. And I was sharing this with a friend of mine, and she sent me back this article about horticulture. She was like, you know, check this out. God is leading me to share this with you. Because, of course, the whole analogy of I'm the vine and you're the branches falls under this category. So in the article it talks about, it says that pruning is probably one of the least understood and most daunting landscape maintenance practices for most homeowners. Many people aren't sure what to do or when to do it. However, proper pruning is essential for maintaining attractive and healthy trees and shrubs. The practice of pruning can be simplified through an understanding of the basic principles and techniques. So this is a gardening article, by the way, so it really goes into depth about that specifically. But one of the things that really stood out is it says that pruning rejuvenates old or overgrown plants. This involves pruning to create new plants from old plants. New plants from old plants. This one sentence just broke something off of me. Because how good is God? For those of y'all who are like me, more type A, you like to get stuff done, you like to produce and all of that, we're accustomed to doing more. But with the concept of pruning, it allows us to create new from old. So we don't have to produce more. We don't have to do more, but all we have to do is abide in him, and he will pull back, restructure, cut off whatever he sees fit, and we will produce new from old. We don't play no part in this besides abiding in him. What a privilege. What an honor and a privilege. And how good is God that he'll take care of the work. He'll pull back, he'll adjust, he'll cut off and prune us so that we can create new from old. That just stood out to me personally. And it allowed me to just face my own ego, for lack of a better word, because it is what it is. My own ego is what had me in my feelings. But it's a constant need to be humble and have a level of humility and a submission to God's will and God's ways, because otherwise our flesh, our overthinking nature, our emotions, our egos, our pride, all of the above will have us out here misinterpreting key seasons and seasons that we should be joyful about. Joy means being aware of God's grace, receiving his unmerited favor. But we're chasing success and happiness and understanding and comprehension. But we can't comprehend God, what God is doing, or his methods, or his ways, because he says, my ways are above your ways. My thoughts are above your thoughts. And how much time do we waste? How much joy do we lose and miss out on by trying to figure out our circumstances or allowing ourselves to misinterpret what God is doing versus just abiding in him, doing what he says, seeking his wisdom and letting him be God. And for me, this season, this journey of, you know, following God, making him the CEO of life, business, of everything, it's just a constant humbling. It's a constant humbling. And I am always in awe of God and what he will show, reveal, and just how he is just so good. So for those of you guys who are in this season where you don't understand, again, you feel like you're taking 10 steps back, whatever the emotions are right now, feel them. But don't allow them to take you from God. Don't let this season that I'm sure is a pruning season for many of us. Like, I don't get on here and just be saying stuff to be saying it. I share the revelations that God needs me to share because there's someone who needs to hear it. Don't take the pruning personally. Allow this revelation that pruning allows you to get new from old. He cuts back. Again, pruning comes in two ways, cutting off or cutting back. Don't misinterpret one for the other. Just rejoice and be excited that the result is that you're going to bear even more fruit. And for me, that's where I'm at. I'm excited to see the even more fruit that God is going to allow me to bear as a result of this season of pruning. As I do restructuring in my business and my life, you know, I'm preparing for our family to be expanded. Something else that God showed me was the scripture about, or the story about, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. And that scripture really hit home, even with these revelations that I've been having about this, because the reason why you can't put new wine in old wineskins is because the new wine needs room to grow. In the fermentation process, wine expands. So if you put the new wine into the old wineskins, it's going to bust, it's going to rip it. But the new wineskin provides a level of flexibility to accommodate the expansion. So some of you guys, God is doing a new thing. He's giving you a new wineskin that will be able to accommodate the expansion that's coming. The prophecies were not in void. The prophecies were not incorrect. Don't disregard what God has showed you or told you because you're misunderstanding his methodologies or the process to get to that promise. Don't lose focus. Stay focused on him. Abide in him, him in you, and you'll bear much fruit. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure that you rate the show, subscribe, follow me on Instagram at Tatum Tamia, and I will talk to you guys next week.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.